Hello.
Hello. Hi, Tamara. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe we're talking to Susan Lucci. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
We are talking with the Susan Lucci as well as Dr. Jennifer Morez. And they're talking to us, Julie, because, you know, February is American Heart Month. It's right up here on us. And Susan Lucci, whom everybody knows, you actually went through some health issues recently, and you don't even look like someone who would have a heart problem.
Thank you for that. Thank you. I had never had a health issue before this very serious thing reared its crazy head. In any case, I had about a year ago, I had some mild chest pain radiating around my rib cage to my back, and I thought it would pass, and it did pass, and I didn't pay any attention to it. But later in that month, I was shopping for a girlfriend's birthday present in a boutique, and I felt something much stronger that I couldn't deny. I had heard a woman a long time ago say that she had different symptoms, that women have different symptoms than men for heart disease and heart attacks, and she had a elephant pressing on her chest. Well, that's how I felt that day, like an elephant was pressing on my chest. The manager of the boutique came and asked me how I was feeling. She said, let me drive you to the hospital, which fortunately was just 1 mile away. As we were driving there, my symptoms went away again. And yet there I was on the way to the hospital. And I thought about, I can't do this. I have too much to do.
Right.
And I think that's something that we as women often think. We are not on our own to-do list. But I was already in the car on my way. When I got to the hospital, this wonderful doctor tested me and discovered that I had a 90% blockage in my main artery and a 75% blockage in an adjacent artery. He performed surgery that night and put in two stents. I was released in less than 24 hours. I was told on my way out that I had avoided the widowmaker.
Wow.
Had I not listened to symptoms, I would have had a fatal heart attack. Had I been home instead of out and about to tell someone my symptoms, I probably wouldn't have done anything but lay down and have some water and take a nap, and I probably wouldn't have woken up. So I'm so grateful to be alive and for good care, and I'm so grateful that I want to pass that good luck forward. And the best thing I can tell women out there is to put yourself on your to-do list and listen to your body. If it's behaving differently than usual, act on it. Don't be afraid that you're overreacting. Go to the hospital where they can save you.
Wow, that's incredible, especially looking at you. And we all know that you eat healthy, you exercise 6 to 7 times a week. I do the same thing. And yet my mother passed away from heart disease, like your situation, only I wasn't so lucky, neither was she. So Dr. Morez, you know, someone who you think you're healthy, like I was going to say like Erica.
You mean like the Erica Kane?
I swear to God,
Susan Lucci.
I was about to say, exactly, like Erica Kane. Like Susan, you know, we're healthy, we take care of ourselves, mm-hmm. we eat well, we exercise. And yet, how does this still happen?
Well, you know, the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women's campaign would like women to know heart disease is the number one killer of women. And the good news is that 80% of heart disease can be prevented. And it begins by knowing your numbers. So we want women to know 5 simple numbers: your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your total cholesterol, your HDL, the good cholesterol, as well as your body mass index. Knowing those 5 numbers can give you an idea of if you are at risk for heart disease. Additionally, talking to your doctor about your family history. So knowing your numbers, definitely the key way to begin the journey to heart healthy living and preventing heart disease.
Exactly. And how can you know your numbers? Well, we are so happy to be teaming up with CVSHealth.com /GoRed because CVS Health is providing free testing, because you could go get tested easily with no charge the first 3 Thursdays in the month of February at the Minute Clinics. There are over 1,100 in the whole country. CVS is everywhere, and that's what you can do for yourself. And don't forget to tell your doctors about your family history.
How wonderful it is to speak to both of you. And, you know, Susan Lucci, we have watched you for years and years.
I wasn't supposed to be watching all my children.
I actually, I scheduled my college classes around all my children, but, you know, that doesn't matter. I'm still working.
I love it. Your parents probably didn't like that, but I do.
Exactly.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Dr. Jennifer H. Merez. We certainly appreciate you, too. You're the co-author of the book Heart Smart for Women. 6 Steps and 6 Weeks to Heart Healthy Living. We encourage all women to get checked. We would love to have all of our listeners be around for a very long time. So thank you, Susan Lucci and Dr. Jennifer H. Merez. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.